Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Louisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Louisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lilisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Louisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. I am your host, Louisa J. Williams. I'm here today to talk about building your executive team, working with the team, and your managerial team. Team building is the heart of your organization. No doubt, unless you absolutely work by yourself. If you work with at least one other person, you will have to know the necessary team building skills so that your organization, your company, your business can be a success. Please, if you want to ask me a question, you can dial in to 347-945-7991. We welcome each and every one of you to the show. If you're listening by chat room, or if you even go back and listen to the archives, we welcome you to the show each and every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio at 7:30 a.m. It's a 7:30 to 8:30 show, Monday through Friday. So tell a friend, tell a business partner, tell a colleague. This is where you can come and get a lot of your business information that you need to run your business, to run a successful business, to be a successful business owner, to be a successful entrepreneur. You may be just starting out. You may not have the time right now to go and get an MBA, some Master's of Business Administration, typically a degree that a person gets after their BA. You could have a business administration degree already. You could have your bachelor's in business. Well, a person who goes back to get their MBA is a person who says, I'm going to master all the topics that go with business, like economics, accounting, principles of management, organizational behavior. These are the main production, CIS, Computer Information System, MIS, Management Information Systems. These are the key topics that I had to study during my master's degree. Statistics, I had to take statistics. Had to take a first and second level Spanish. So these are courses that, as an MBA student, you absolutely have to take. And human resources, I had to take several human resources because that was my focus was HR. And then I took marketing classes, 2 and 3 levels of marketing. So when you're getting your BA, you take 1 or 2 levels. And then when you get your MBA, you take another 3 or 4 levels of that same subject. But those core subjects, economics, finance, marketing, accounting, HR, and production, those are like the 6 core classes, and IT, information technology, 7 core classes to the MBA program. So when I get on here and I put these topics here, I don't want you to think I'm just someone pulling something out of my hat. No, I've actually gone and I have an MBA, I have a master's degree in this, and I've been working on a PhD since 2004. I started my PhD in management. I was going to continue in my business management area, but then I realized that I'm absolutely in love with training. So I changed my degree focus to training and performance improvement, and just so happened that fell under the heading of education. So I absolutely love education, which I know is a God thing, because it's so funny how I flunked out of high school. So now, team building. You need a strong team for your organization. Whether you're in direct sales, network marketing, you're a small business owner, it doesn't matter. You need a team build. You need to team build. Even if you're just partnering with other people, I tell people all the time, nobody wants to work with us if they don't like us. So we have to know how to get along with our teams. And I want to talk this morning for a little bit about the entrepreneurial team or an executive team or a management team. They all carry the same definition, an executive team, your management team, or your entrepreneurial team. An entrepreneurial team or an executive team is a group of experienced people from different areas of the business who come together to form this managerial team. Okay? Each of that persons have a skill that is needed to get you a product, to produce the product. You have to, first you have to conceive it. It has to be in your mind. You have to have a blueprint, so to speak, to work with. Then you have to make it. Then you have to market that product. And then, and so just even doing those two things, both producing it and marketing that product, there's a whole series of other departments in between, like marketing and production and design and all these things, quality assurance and so and so. So what you want to do is you want to build a strong entrepreneurial team. Now, the team may be better than the individual itself because, so in other words, in this case, the parts are greater than the whole, because you're one person and you may be a financier. You may be great at finances, but you may be horrible at marketing. You may be great at marketing, but you can't add 2 nickels together. Or you may be able to add 2 nickels and keep track of all the money flow, but you may not be adept at knowing where to go and get the money. You know, businesses get money from various, various places, not just from the sale of their product or services. There's many, many places to get money from banks and from, you know, loans, venture capitalists, grants, donations, there's so many different ways in other investments, stocks, the stock market, bonds. There's many, many other ways to get money, to raise money for your business. And so you need someone with a finance background to come alongside of you. You know, that's the beautiful part of being in an MBA program. Some people, I know they're a little adverse to college. It's like, why do I need to go? I don't need a degree. Well, maybe you don't, but for, I want to talk right now for all those who know they do. Go and do it, and especially if you are a business owner. even like I teach business courses, some of you know, at Essex County College. I teach in the business department. I teach business 101, which is just the basic fundamentals of business, which we do. The book has about 20 chapters, and each chapter is broken into segments. So there's about 4 or 5 chapters per segment. But those main segments are the economics of business, just how businesses operate in the global environment. Now it's global. We no longer even talk about just the country. It's just called global now, because every thought is that if you don't already have your business set up in another country, you're already behind. So I'm behind, and well, in a way I'm behind, in a way not, because of Blog Talk Radio, I do have an international reach. Because of Blog Talk Radio, people all over the world can hear you. That's why I immediately jumped on Blog Talk Radio. I've had a Blog Talk show about 3 years now, because I recognize the power of the internet, and because I study and teach business, I understood that we had already gone global. We went global, totally global, in 1990 when the Cold War ended. A lot of people don't realize. They think it's global, so it's something new. It's not new. It's already 20 years old. I mean, we've always had connections with other countries and other parts of the world, but in terms of the word term global, that's when you really began to see it used, in 1990 when the Cold War ended with Desert Storm. Because prior to that, and that's just a little history for some of you all, but because prior to Desert Storm, you see, you know, the Soviet Union and Russia and all their colleagues, you know, had their, we were the enemy, and they had all their weapons pointed at us, and then we had all our weapons pointed at them. But because of that war, after that war, there was some peace and things like that. So back to your executive team, building your team. So you want to get people, so finance background. You want to get people on your team. Now, I'm not just talking about individual job hiring. We talked about that on another show, because that's absolutely my specialty, human resources. I love human resources. But I can come here, teach you how to build your team. I can teach you what you need to know so that your team is effective and you can become a success. That's why I'm going after the degree that I'm going after. It's in the field of education, training, and performance improvement, because that's what I enjoy doing, is teaching people how to be a success. Now, I'm going to be holding some training sessions for small businesses, entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, network marketing leaders on Tuesday mornings from 8 o'clock a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Wyndham Garden Hotel. For those of you who are in New Jersey, you can come down to the Wyndham Garden Hotel starting next Tuesday. We won't start this Tuesday, but we'll start next Tuesday. Come to the Wyndham Garden Hotel. And no, not next Tuesday, I'm sorry. Actually, it won't be next Tuesday. It will be the following Tuesday, not sure of the date, but just call 888-714-7776 if you have any questions, or go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com, and you will find the information. Or now, we may start tomorrow, but you will, either way, we're going to be at the Wyndham Garden doing the teaching for small businesses, entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, authors, and anyone else who has a product or service that they have to get into the hands of other people. So it's going to be networking, teaching, training, and also you can also share. Every time we meet, once a week, we will have someone there sharing their information about their business. So every week there will be another business that we will spotlight and highlight, and they will get a chance to share. And then we will network, meet each other, have a Danish cup of coffee, and go home. So you don't want to miss that. So having this team will ensure that your efforts are being coordinated properly. Now, there are 7 characteristics that you need to have for your team. Once you build your executive team, you have your person who may be very, very skilled at marketing, accounting, finances, record keeping. Somebody to just take the notes. somebody who can just constantly write down what your organization is doing, because that person can then later be your PR person. When you need to promote your organization, they have to know something about the organization to promote what it is you're doing, conferences, seminars, whether you're doing training, if you just hired someone new. All of these things are public relations information that has to go out to the public. So you need somebody who can just keep good records. And again, if you just tuned into the show, welcome. You're listening to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am your host and coach, LaLisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning. I know there are some people who are listening via their iPods and other types of venues and avenues. So we welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. But you can definitely, definitely, definitely tune in each and every morning right here to the Coach LaLisa Show, and you can be trained and know how to handle your organization. Now, there are 7 characteristics that the team has to have if it is going to win. You know, so many teams are operating out there, but they are not operating as a winning team. They are operating, but they are not winning. Now, you have to also, work with this team management, team building. At this point that you've pulled together these individuals, now you have to pull together ways for the team to be a success. I want you to write down these 7 characteristics of your winning team after you've pulled together this entrepreneurial executive team. Now, when you think of, say, like, for instance, Apple's computer, right? And, you know, it's headed up by a man by the name of Steve Jobs. Well, while Jobs was he was definitely a charismatic hero and visionary and whatever, but it was actually another man who worked with him who invented the first personal computer. And these people offered their expertise and access to this venture capitalist. So the key to their early success was built around this smart team of entrepreneurs. The team wanted to combine their discipline of a big company with an environment in which people could feel they were participating in a successful venture. Now, 3 of them went out and recruited some other managers, and they all worked together as a team. You need an executive team, an entrepreneurial team, a management team to come together to build your business initially. It's exactly what you want to do. Now, welcome to the show. We're talking about that executive team. If you just tuned in, thank you to those who are listening via the chat room and the switchboard. So, 7 characteristics of working with that leadership team, entrepreneurial team. The first thing, there has to be a vision. Now, people say that all the time. You need a vision. But it has to be more than just a vision. It has to be an inspiring vision. It has to be an vision that inspires people to want to go do something. And it's like my organization is a training and motivational business. It inspires people to want to go. I have one young lady who is on the team who her specialty is following up with people. I have another lady who's joined the team. Her specialty is PR, getting the word out about you and what you're doing. And the people have to be inspired by what you're doing. So that's how you can begin to build your team. You can begin to share your vision with people, and if they seem inspired, you can now ask them to join your team. But don't try to force, like if you're inspired by your vision and you know this is the thing that you want to do, reach the youth, reach the homeless, whatever it is you inspire to do. And you tell people and they're like, oh, okay. And they're really not that into it. Well, that may not be a good person that you want to put on your team just because they have some talent or skill, because they're not inspired. And how are they going to talk enthusiastically about your business if they're not inspired. Now, the second thing you need for your team needs to have something called, you need goals, right? Because everybody says, oh, you got to have a goal, you got to have a goal. Let's go after the goal. Well, you need more than just the goal. You need what we call stretch goals. Now, a stretch, now these are the seven characteristics of your winning team. And we'll talk about team development in a later show. But today, we're talking about building that executive team after you've pulled them together. I've told you the seven main people you need on your team. You need a finance person, accounting person, a marketing person, a human resource person. You need a production person. You need an IT person. And you need a person that just basically understands the environment that your business is operating in. That's the economy, the legal issues. This is seven main parts of your business. Now, when you're ready to hire your human resource person, please contact me. I will join your team and help you build from the area of HR, training and development, how this you're selecting the right people. But I'm not going to help you with your finances. You need to call in a finance expert. Find a person with an MBA in the field of finance. The MBA program, when you study it, it is broken down into about five major departments, and maybe seven, because one is management, that would be all of your production and stuff, but HR, finance, and accounting, and marketing, and IT. IT is a degree now. You get a degree in IT. So you got your stretch goals. What's a stretch goal? A stretch goal is when you go beyond what your goal is. So in other words, let's just say your goal is to get 100 new customers this month. Then you would set a stretch goal of, say, 200. And so you're reaching, though, for your stretch goal, and you will land up on your goal. So you're going to have both, your goal and your stretch goal. So your goal is 100. Your stretch goal is 200. As you're stretching to reach that 200, you may not reach 200, but you absolutely reach 100, and now you've achieved your goals. Another characteristic of a winning team is that you need a team leader. But as you know, not just any team leader, a great team leader, because a lot of people are on a team, they are in charge, they are the leader, but they're not great. They don't have the qualities that make a great team leader. Great team leaders, number one, this is, I believe, one of the most significant skills of a great team leader, is that they know how to tap into every member's quality, skills, and abilities. And they know how to place people in the environment that will make them thrive. Don't tell me you're a great team leader and you have a person who absolutely hates paperwork and you have them doing your paperwork, when they are a person that loves networking and meeting people and you could have them out there meeting new people for you. And don't tell me you put someone out there doing your PR and meeting people for you, and they have a horrible personality. You're not a great team leader. Let me just let you know that. Team leaders, two things they must do. They must utilize everyone on the team, and they must put you in an environment that will cause you to thrive. If you're not doing that, you're not a great team leader. I don't care what organization you work for, what business you're running, you're just not that great. But you can get great by putting people where? In the environment where they can thrive, and making sure you use everyone on the team based on their own skills, talents, and ability. Now, in order to do that, you have to know what they are. Next, you have to have a burning desire to win. Not just wanting to win, but a burning desire. Just like Michael Jordan and many of the other people that we know who are in sports. When they get out there right now, I think the NBA is going on, and everybody's watching the playoffs. These individuals who are winning, they have a burning desire to win. They don't just want to win. All the people who want to win are sitting home watching the game, just like us. Those other teams who just wanted to win, they're home already watching the game. The two teams that are out there playing are those teams that had a burning desire to win. That's how they went all the way to the top. You also have to have it's a team, a winning team, seven characteristics. You need mutual trust and support. Don't tell me you're on somebody's team and you're not supporting them or you do not trust them. There should be mutual trust and support for your team members. Okay, so far we got envisioning, inspiring a vision and stretch goals and a great team leader and burning desire to win. Then there's mutual trust and support. And then lastly, but not least, there must be synergistic skills. Your skills ought to come together and match and be in synergy. So you have to have a team that is smart. You have to have your leader has to be smart and know what they're doing. You can take courses online. Many of the courses are absolutely free. You just have to go into Google. Remember, you can come to our training sessions where we're going to be training and directing and leading people into your success. I'm starting my weekly public coaching sessions. We're also going to be doing some public speaking. We're going to start with some coaching, public speaking, and facilitating training so that you can do what you need to do as a business owner. How are you going to get more customers if you cannot present to them properly? How are you going to do a presentation to partner with someone? If you don't know the ins and outs of public speaking, there are certain things you want to do, your hand gestures, your body movements, body language, all of those things are important. So I thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. I hope you got a lot out of it. Definitely your entrepreneurial team is a team of people that have leadership skills in various areas. Remember those seven key areas of where you want to partner with people. Now, you may have your degrees or you may have a work experience that can equal two degrees without the actual piece of paper. You need to have this. You can have, you know, three or four of the skills yourself. That is great. That is great. You may have accounting, marketing, and IT all wrapped into one. But do you have the time and energy to put it all forth and make it effective and successful? I have 3 degrees, so I have experience and knowledge in several areas, plus all of my work experience from the time I was 16, first professional job. I have years of experience from the military and all these things. I was a jet mechanic in the Navy. We have lots of experiences, but I don't have time to utilize all my experiences, so I have to draw on the expertise of others so you don't get burned out and stressed out. Okay? Well, it's been great talking to you today. Come back tomorrow. We have another great show for you tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be talking marketing strategies, how to market your products on a budget. And don't forget Wednesday Motivation with our special guest speaker, Mr. Versi Walker. You heard him last time. He was absolutely phenomenal and very powerful. Thank you to all those tuning in by phone, by chat, and in the archives. And don't forget to keep on. Ain't no stopping you now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.